the effect of information while controlling for that. So if you give people a quiz and you ask them who they are, what they know, and what they want, and you do this with thousands of people, you can then determine how information affects what people want while controlling for whatever effect who they are has on their preferences. And what he finds, and this is a surprising result, it's not guaranteed by the method, is that in general, as people become better informed, regardless of their background party, regardless of their background demographics, they tend to move towards one set of policies, and when they become uninformed, they tend to move towards a different set of policies. And then we can look at the median voter in the U.S. and find that they tend to act as if they're an uninformed voter. Interestingly, other people like Brian Kaplan and Martin Gillens and a few others have done similar kinds of tests using different data sets, and they get the same results. So I think we can say things like, yeah, Paul Krugman and I will end up disagreeing on a lot of things, but in general, high information voters are more in favor of immigration than the average voter. They're more in favor of free trade than the average voter. They're in favor of criminal justice reform. They're actually in favor of increasing taxes to offset the deficit rather than, say, reducing taxes. The policies they advocate don't really go to a Democratic direction. They don't really go in a Republican direction. They don't quite go in a libertarian direction. They're nuanced.